climate change is here, and this week NPR is doing something new. An entire week focused on the search for climate solutions with stories across our network. Julia Simon is the climate solutions reporter on NPR's Climate Desk. She joins us now to explain what this week is all about. Now, Julia, we've just emerged from a really brutal summer. Heat waves across the U.S. and across the world. Fires all over Canada. In Maui, there was the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. in a century. And then all that terrible flooding that's killed thousands of people. You know, a lot of times I think when I talk to people about climate change, I hear a lot of hopelessness. People think that, hey, we've already lost this. We can't do anything about it. What do you say to that?
Things are really bad right now. But what if we reframe the conversation? With climate change, it's actually not like there's this meteor hurtling towards Earth and there's nothing we can do about it. Humans are driving climate change, and that means we can find the solutions to change the trajectory we're on. We actually have many solutions already. Robert Bullard, professor of urban planning at Texas Southern University, equates this moment to when our country faced past injustices.
For example, slavery was an evil institution and it needed to be dismantled. I push back against any individual or organization that would say, well, we can't do anything about this challenge. We can do something about it. We should not and cannot accept climate change as the norm.
All right, Julia. So climate solutions, that's what this week is centered around. How do you define it?
Broadly speaking, climate solutions are things that reduce greenhouse gases, renewable energy, solar, wind, batteries, energy efficiency, and the way we use land matters. Are we burning forests, destroying mangroves? Individuals can play a role too, by eating less meat, for example. But we have to remind folks, solutions are not all about individuals. A lot of solutions come down to governments and companies.
Okay, governments. Would that be something like when President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act last year? That's really the most significant piece of climate policy in U.S. history. Is that what we're talking about?
Right. Governments can really set the agenda for climate policy. We saw this in Brazil. The new president, Lula da Silva, is really cracking down on deforestation in the Amazon. Under his predecessor, Bolsonaro, Brazil's deforestation was surging. So some advocates see voting as a real powerful climate solution.
What if, though, someone's thinking, well, okay, since the planet is already warming, then we need to adapt to that. Is that considered a climate solution?
Yes, we will need to rebuild infrastructure for rising sea levels, new rainfall patterns. Adapting to climate change doesn't mean we're giving up. Adaptation is part of the solution. Also, planting trees in warming cities provides shade, it cools us down, and trees store planet heating carbon dioxide. There's this word, co-benefits, ways that curbing greenhouse gases might actually make life better too. If we replace coal and gas plants with renewables, we reduce greenhouse gases that warm our planet, and we also end up reducing the air pollution that is bad for our lungs. Disadvantaged communities bear the brunt of that pollution. So reducing fossil fuels would help communities of color.
So it sounds like there's an equity component of climate solutions.
100%. Climate solutions should not be repeating injustices of the past. As we make more electric vehicle batteries, for example, how do we make sure mining for those resources is done in an ethical way? How do we avoid those mines polluting water or grabbing land from indigenous communities? And we have to remember that some individuals and companies are more responsible for climate change than others. So how do we hold them accountable? This summer in Montana, 16 young plaintiffs won a climate lawsuit arguing against the state's development of fossil fuels. It could have huge implications across the U.S. So accountability can be a climate solution, too.
Julia Simon is the climate solution reporter on NPR's Climate Desk. Julia, thanks.
Thanks, A.